Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. The summer is now here. If you're listening to this radio program right now, Child Evangelism Fellowship is in the midst of our summer ministry training school, where we have close to 80 students who are at our two-week training camp at Camp Ganoos in Washington, Illinois. All of our student summer missionaries, ages high school through college or even beyond, are giving of their summer to tell boys and girls, children across Illinois, the good news of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Over half of these students that we have are serving out at Camp Ganoos as summer staff camp workers or camp counselors. The other group of the students, about 30 of them or so, will be serving as Christian Youth in Action summer missionaries with CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship, or they will be trained at the training school on how to conduct 5-day clubs, or what some people call backyard Bible clubs throughout Illinois. But before the summer ministry is done, through our camp ministry and also through our 5-day club ministry and other summer ministry outreaches, we will reach close to 3,000 to 4,000 children that will have heard the gospel of Jesus Christ through all of our CEF statewide ministries, but especially through the 5-day club ministry. These traveling 5-day clubs can be held anywhere, in parks, in homes, in churches, or community centers. Anywhere that children can be gathered together is where a 5-day club can be held. Jill Hostetler, who is my co-worker and the Assistant State Director for Child Evangelism Fellowship, she oversees our 5-day club ministry right here in this area, but also in pioneer areas around our state where we do not have a CEF office or CEF staff. At a recent Kramer concert that we had, Jill, she shared more about the 5-day club summer ministry and the impact of the gospel and the ministry of the gospel in the lives of the children, the hosts, and even upon the hearts and lives of our summer missionaries. We hope you enjoy right now as Jill shares from the concert this incredible impact of the gospel through this simple yet effective summer ministry outreach to children.
Thank you so much. Well, we have the privilege of running a summer program each summer called 5-Day Clubs. These are held in homes, they're held in communities, backyards, they're in parks and churches. We do them all over. And the goal is to really share the gospel message of Jesus Christ with boys and girls, to go where they are, which is their neighborhood. Last summer, we had 29 5-day clubs that we held, not just in this central area, but all over the place. And today we are finding, I've been on staff with CEF, this is going to be my 16th summer, and we're finding that this generation is one of the most biblically illiterate generations that we have seen. Yet, even though that is true, they are still hungry for the truth of God's Word, and we see that each and every summer. We go to, of course, where the kids are, and so many different kids come from different religious backgrounds, even unchurched homes. These kids come and hear the truth, and for some of these kids, it is the first time that they have ever heard of their God, this Creator King that they can learn about, and so it's exciting to see. And one time, I was sitting in club, and somebody was up and teaching the Bible lesson, and a boy turned to me and he said, "Is that true?" I think it was a story of Noah. "Is that true?" Yes, it is such a privilege to be able to tell them, yes, this is true. It is from God's Word, and you can know and believe it. And so we, last summer, reached a little over 400 kids with the gospel. And it's just an exciting thing to see, hear them, hear the gospel, and then respond. Many of them respond in faith after hearing the gospel. Last year, we had over We had over 32 children receive Christ as their Savior. There's a statistic, you might have heard it, I think Katrina have shared it before, that 85% of people who say they're born-again Christians receive Christ as their Savior between the ages of 4 and 14. So it is such an amazing opportunity that we have to reach these children with the gospel, and it is such a privilege to do it each and every summer. But we really couldn't do it without our host families. They are so very precious to us. Some host over and over again, year after year. One of our host families, the kids come knocking on her door and saying, "When is 5-day club this summer?" And she has been able to be a real light in her neighborhood. Another club that we have is an Indian couple. And they invite kids from their neighborhood, and each year they have close to 30 to 40 kids, most of them coming from a Hindu background, coming to hear the gospel message. And last summer they had 6 children make professions of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we were just so excited to see that happen. These host families just really show the love of Jesus. They contact our office and we send a team out. But they're really the hands of feet. So many times I have been encouraged just by seeing the way they develop relationships with these kids and really just do the follow-up, you know, that we can't do. So they are amazing people that we love to see. And lastly, I wanted to share with you about the summer missionaries. We could not do it without them, and they serve tirelessly all summer. So if you're a summer missionary, your summer begins, like Katrina had mentioned, with a 2-week training out at Camp Good News, and it is a rigorous training. The first time I did the CEF training, I was like 21, and I was in tears. It was so hard. It is really, really tough, but it is wonderful training that they really use their entire life. So I had a former missionary. She had been a missionary maybe 15 years ago. She shared with me that because of her training that she received with CEF that summer, she had a few foster girls that came and lived with her temporarily. She was able to share the gospel with them using the wordless book, and each and every one of them made professions of faith in Christ. And so it is something that sticks with them. It lasts. I know for me, the training school is a special time each year because that's when God really got a hold of me. And, you know, I was living for myself instead of living for the Lord. And it was there, just sitting right there, that he just said, "You know what? I want you to serve me. I want you to surrender all." So many of the songs that the Kramers sang tonight, I thought, oh, those are beautiful songs. And just reminded me of God's call on my life and how he's given me the privilege of serving in ministry these past 16 years. And my grandmother is Rosemary Albaugh, and she served 40 years in ministry before me. If you would have asked me long ago, you know, "Are you going to serve, you know, in CEF?" I would have said, "No way." But it's been such a privilege to follow in her footsteps, be able to be part of this summer ministry, summer after summer, and seeing God do his work through these summer missionaries and impacting the lives of children. So my prayer for this summer is just that we would serve the Lord out of just an overflow of our love for him, and that we would really glorify him as we serve him this summer.
You know, I'm so thankful for our CEF staff who have committed their lives to serve the Lord and have such a heart in reaching children for Christ. As I mentioned previously in our past radio programs, this CEF Kramer concert was a fundraiser that we had that was for our upcoming summer ministry outreach. Our goal this summer is to raise $20,000 to offset our other summer ministry needs. And so far, praise the Lord, we have received a little over $10,000, which is at our halfway mark. And so we just appreciate your prayers and your support as as together we trust the Lord for His provision for all of our needs and for the remaining $10,000 that we need to fund our 5-day club ministry, especially this summer, and our other gospel follow-up discipleship tools for children. We're also so thankful this summer for a special gift that has also allowed us to put a Jesus film DVD in the hands of every child's family this summer, so that not only the children that we reach can hear about Jesus, but also their family members can hear about the Lord Jesus too. The last song that the Kramers sang at the CF concert was a beloved gospel hymn called "I Believe in a Hill Called Mount Calvary." And I just wanted to play it for you right now, and we just want to thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations, and we hope you enjoy the Kramers as you listen to this last song that they sang at the concert as they sing out the gospel of God's gracious provision in sending His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.